spring has sprung, and that means spring auctions are going to be happening around the neighborhood. And so let's bring on Resource Auctions' Dennis Belisky. Hello, Dennis.
Hey, Mick Kerr. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Are you feeling springy out there?
I'm not. You know, we've had this conversation many times. Never blame the weatherman for the weather, but this time I'm going to have to pick somebody out and point my finger at him. I don't know who yet.
Somebody happens to be convenient, though, huh?
Well, I'll tell you what. You know what? It's good to get the moisture. We still aren't in a situation in a lot of part of the states where we're overabundantly wet, so this good wet snow will help with some of that. And, of course, it'll slow things down a little bit and keep guys coming to the auction. So for all of that, we're thankful, but it makes it really hard to get ready for an auction, especially a consignment-type auction, when you get that wet snow into everything, you know, because you've got vehicles galore that have windows and things that you've already washed and things that you've done. And then, of course, nowadays everything we do is online as well. And then coupled with the fact that inside of the Solaris Center, we have photos of everything that we're selling because we're doing the auction inside with the equipment outside. So if it snows again this weekend while we're taking pictures, that could be a little bit problematic. So we're really got a lot of work ahead of us to get this done. But boy, do we have a nice auction. Just looking at some of the things that have come in here, you know, we've got some real nice late model tractors and combines, lots of tillage equipment and spring planting items, good selection of trucks and trailers, and lots of other good items on this auction, which is already coming up next Monday now, March 26th. Starts at 9 o'clock indoors at the Alaris Center. And tell you what, if you're looking for anything before spring planting, this is a good place to come and take a look. Get to our website, check out what all's on here. And come and take a look at what we got, because we do have a big, big selection. Got an online auction going on as we speak. Jeff and Carrie McMahon, Niagara, North Dakota. Nice line of equipment. They're downsizing their farm operation and they're getting rid of their harvest equipment. Going to concentrate on getting it custom done. And, of course, getting out of some crops that they've been raising, a couple of different things. So there's always transition in farming. You know, Mick, we see a lot of people that are getting into and out of certain crops, and that's where we see guys having an online auction or bringing things to our auction here in Grand Forks. They don't want to sell out their whole line, but they've got a portion of the things that they do own that they want to get rid of and turn into working capital and buy something that they need for their new operation that they're going to be undertaking. So we see a lot of that type of transition, and always want to remind folks that that's one of the things that we're good at with these auctions and able to do for them. Got a lot of other auctions coming up. March 29th, we're at Glenn Schumacher's at Thompson, North Dakota. On the 4th of April, we're up to Fordville, North Dakota for Lynn Larson. 6th of April, St. Thomas, North Dakota for Lowe and Littlejohn. 10th of April, we're in Mohall, North Dakota for Paul Witteman. 11th of April, Kyle Malum in Kenmare, North Dakota. The 13th of April, we got a real nice farm retirement auction, Jamestown, North Dakota for the Falk brothers, Jeffrey and Donald Falk. Real nice line of late model equipment there, and a lot of it. A lot of big John Deere equipment on that sale, and quite a few good things there as well. So, you know, we just got a lot of nice equipment to sell this spring for a lot of nice folks, and we're looking forward to it. And the one thing that we don't have yet is your auction, and that's the auction that that person is driving around out there thinking about having, contemplating it. We work hard for our sellers, folks, and we want you to know and understand that when we have an auction for you, you're number one on our list. We take care of you and make sure that everything that you need is handled and taken care of and no stone is left unturned.
Man, next Monday, now if guys who are find themselves short a piece of tillage equipment for this spring, I'll bet you'll have some there Monday.
I'll bet we do too. You know what? There's almost everything here that somebody might need. And if it's not here, it might turn up yet, because we've got until the end of the day tomorrow to take consignments.
All right. And how do we get that stuff in at the last minute?
All you need to do is give us a call at 701-757-4015. Check out the rest of it on our website at resourceauction.com.
We'll do it. All right, Dennis. Well, next week we'll do a what do they call that, decompress? Or no, we'll see how it went when we talk to you next week, Dennis.
We'll have a post-auction discussion.
That's it. All righty. In the meantime, have a good and don't. I know you're going to work hard this weekend, but try to enjoy some of this weather that we're going to have.
Right? I'll just stick to the work.
Okay, that might be more fun. All righty. Thank you, Dennis. We'll talk to you next week.